This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Greetings and salutations. You are tuning in to the disgruntled millennial portion of the Kevin Jackson Radio Show. My name is Brett Siegel, the disgruntled millennial, broadcasting to you live from my safe space down here in northern Florida, where I'm always free from your bigotry, racism, hatred, microaggressions, and patriarchy. It is a gorgeous Friday afternoon, and it is the weather is starting to change. It's actually getting really, really beautiful out here in northern Florida. I'm not going to tell you exactly where I live because I live in a bunker. It's a bunker in North Florida where I am absolutely free from all your bigotry, racism, hatred, microaggressions, and patriarchy. I want to talk a little bit today about the language that we use, how comfortable, how cozy we've gotten with the language of the left. Don't you notice how cavalier, how blasé they are, leftists are, about their hatred for white people? And if they're white, of course, they have white guilt. You have these white guys going, we have to stand up against the patriarchy. And like, you're a white man. What are you talking about? Like, were you saying you should just kill yourself? The language of the left is so racist that to even suggest that someone could be racist against a white person, they don't even call that racism. They call that reverse racism. When you use the language of the left, when you start saying reverse racism, you're basically acknowledging that white people are the only racist people, that somehow to be racist against white people is to reverse racism. How is that reverse racism? Technically, reverse racism would be not racist at all. Or it would be like, instead of hating someone for the color of their skin, it would be liking someone for the color of their skin, right? Isn't that what reverse racism would be? But leave it to the left to screw with your language and thereby screwing with your thoughts. Reverse racism. Think about that for a minute. How is it racist to call someone an N-word, but when someone calls you a honky or discriminates you against you because you're white, that's reverse racism? I thought it was just racism. And that's exactly the kind of language that divides people up into identity groups. When you buy into the language of using reverse racism versus racism, you are basically buying into the fundamental premise that white people are exempt from certain considerations. For example, crime perpetrated on white people because they are white. Racially charged crimes against white people. Somehow that's reverse racism. Now, I hear a lot about Richard Spencer and about the alt-right and the alts this and that. Richard Spencer, he's a neo-Nazi. He's a white supremacist. Why don't we hear about black supremacists? Like Black Lives Matter, they are black supremacists. I went to a Donald Trump rally before he got elected, and this was actually one of the reasons why I moved to North Florida, because I went to this Trump rally, and everything was just, there was so much diversity. This was in northern Florida, the reddest part of Florida. And it was just the most amazing kind of culture shock, because I've grown up in this politically correct South Florida, and then I come to North Florida, and it's actually way more multicultural and way more diverse, and people are way more accepting up here than they are in South Florida. South Florida, the place that, the bastion of liberalism, where everyone talks about tolerance and acceptance. And anytime I would suggest maybe moving a little bit farther north, I hear things like, oh, you just want to fly over that area. It's a bunch of rednecks and a bunch of racists and a bunch of Confederate flag-waving Nazis. It's really not. It's not at all. In fact, the only racism that I have experienced up here is racism versus white people. You would call it reverse racism. I call it racism. When I got to this Trump rally, the first thing I saw was a Black Lives Matter protester calling for segregation He wanted separate states. He said, we want five states. We need five states where we can be separate. The white man and the black man can't get along. Now imagine any white person going around saying that. Imagine a white person showing up to a rally and saying, we want to bring back segregation. I mean, it just sounds so gross and so nasty. I just don't know how, when it is on the other side, when the shoe is on the other foot, that people don't think the same exact way. I was raised by a black woman. I bet y'all didn't know that. My mom, after my father died from hemophilia-related AIDS in 1988, my mom enlisted the help of the most beautiful, amazing, big, beautiful black woman, and that's who I was raised by. She was like my dad. She is the one who taught me about the N-word. Because I didn't even know what the N-word was when I was a kid. Of course, nobody knows what that word is when you're a kid. And there was some kid that was in school, and he was singing Jingle Bells, Batman Smells, Robin laid an egg, pulled the trigger, shot up, got him, something like that. And I sang it in the car, having no idea what the word even meant. It's just something I heard. She stops the car, she pulls over, and she basically gives me the rundown. And then I understood why it was a bad word. I understood why it was so offensive. And she didn't hate me for it. She wasn't like, you little white boy. She did not chastise me. She was teaching me a lesson because she understood exactly what was happening there. She understood that I was just a kid and that I needed a little bit of schooling. And that's what she was there for. But you live a little bit, and then you grow up a little bit, and then you come to realize, wait a minute, there is no equivalent word for white people. There is no word, of all the words, whipcracker, honky, with all the words that there are used to describe white people. Nowadays, they got words like caucasoid, cockadevil, white devil. There is no one word, no one phrase used to describe white people that is universally condemned like the N-word. And that is what is institutional racism, right? The universal acceptance of racism? Not reverse racism, racism. It is universally accepted to be racist towards white people. It is universally accepted for white people to acknowledge their guilt. The guilt of having been born in white skin. And they like to say all this, driving while black. Oh, I was driving while black. That is such horse pucky. That is such horse manure. Driving while white. Driving while black. Driving while Hispanic. It all sounds like racism to me. The first part about defeating the left is not playing their damn games anymore. Their damn language games. Tweet me at Shaq General. We'll be right back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Jackson Radio Show.
Rich white girls. All I'm doing is wasting my time chasing rich white girls. Yeah. All they do is bitching and whining. So tell me, what could I give you that your daddy can't give you, baby? What could I give to a rich white girl? They only love me when I pay them no mind. Ooh, your purses, your girlfriends, your love is hurting me. My new car, my new house, my insecurities. You kiss me as if it's a favor done for me. Ooh. And dating a man like me is just a change in scenery. Cause you never learn what it's like to treat someone decently. You're just a rich white girl. And all I'm doing is wasting my time chasing rich white girls.
You see how all they do. How enmeshed in our culture this racism towards white people is? It's popular. It's totally okay. Imagine if the song were written in reverse. Rich black girls. All I'm doing is wasting my time chasing rich black girls. Unbelievable. And this kind of stuff gets a total pass. Gets a free pass. You know why the left likes to do this? You know why it's just totally acceptable in the culture? Because they have their little formulas to decide whether or not something is racist. It's prejudice plus power equals racism. And somehow, to the left, prejudice is all of a sudden okay. It's okay to be prejudiced. Prejudice, the root word of prejudice is prejudge. To prejudge. Why is that okay? Why do you need to add the power aspect of it in order to make it racism? Because that's what the left says. They say it's not racism. White people, black people cannot be racist. Because they don't have the institutional power to act on that racism. So they can be prejudiced without being racist. And somehow it's okay to be prejudiced. To prejudge. Imagine every judge in the criminal justice system prejudged their cases without actually hearing anybody out or looking at the individual merits of the case. How is that a good thing? How is that okay? Because folks are fine being prejudiced. They just don't want to be racist. To be a racist, now that's the real crime. And if you are racist, you can't express yourself. They don't want you to express yourself. Personally, I'm glad that these folks are out there writing songs about how terrible they think white people are. I want to know where the racists are. I want them to speak their racism loud and clear. So I can get a good strong whiff of it so everyone can see who the racists are. The left wants to censor people like Ben Shapiro, like Ann Coulter, like Milo Yiannopoulos, like Richard Spencer. The left wants to censor all of these people. The left wants to censor us because they know deep down in their hearts that they are the racist ones. That they are the ones that only see things in terms of identity, that only see things in terms of race. And they know that the moment that you realize that common sense takes over, when prejudice plus power equals racism, like it's some sort of algebraic equation, makes no sense at all. And they know that once you think about it, once you give it 2 seconds of thought, of actual thought, you are going to realize who the real racists are. You are going to realize that it is the left who is constantly looking at identity politics. The racism of the left. That we don't even stop and think about the institutional aspects of their racism. We don't even stop and think that BET, Black Entertainment Television, imagine the roles in reverse. White entertainment television. Entertainment for white people. What about just entertainment for people? The Congressional Black Caucus? This goes as far up as the government, the federal government. The Congressional Black Caucus? They only deal with black issues. Imagine there were a group in Congress that only dealt with white issues. Here's what they'll say. They'll say, well, you know, the entire world, the entire country is the Congressional White Caucus. Most entertainment is white entertainment television. It's a given, so of course we need black entertainment television. Now, do you think having organizations like that, the BET, Black Entertainment Television, the Congressional Black Caucus, the organization in the government that only deals with black issues, do you think that that helps racial harmony? Or do you think that hurts racial harmony? Because that's what a lot of these folks like to say. They like to say, oh, we need more diversity. We need less racism and more diversity. How is making an organization only dedicated to black people helping racial harmony? You got Black History Month. You have Hispanic History Month. What about White History Month? And then they say something so racist. They say all history is white history. Wow, you really, really hate white people. You really, really hate yourself, don't you? That's how you see yourself? Minorities or people of color or black people, brown people, that's how you see yourself? Because that's not how I see you. I see us all as a part of this big, amazing thing called humanity. We are all a part of the big history. The big whoom, whoom. The big oscillation. The big back and forth. We're all a part of it. And it just makes me sick to my stomach. Because it's so blaring. It's so blaring to me how people can just look at any tiny little thing, minor infractions, and call it racism and white supremacy. But yet people can go out there and mouth off about black entertainment television, congressional black caucus, everybody is racist, you're a racist, he's a racist, you're all racists. You're white supremacists, because you're white. I don't like you because you're white. You haven't acknowledged your white guilt. You haven't acknowledged your white privilege, so we don't like you. You aren't woke. Let me tell you something. If I have to castigate myself and immolate myself and kneel before the altar of political correctness in order for you to think that I'm woke, well, I'd rather stay asleep. If being woke means waking up every morning with this burning pit of hatred for people that you don't even know, for people that you haven't even met, for people who have done nothing wrong to you, but to me, that sounds like a horrible, horrible, horrible way to live. Just filled with anger and rage. These Antifa people, they know it. They know it, too. That's why they put on their masks. Because they know deep down that they are doing yeoman's work for the devil. That they are engaging in evil. They know that going around town talking about whiteness, they know that it's just as racist as talking about blackness. That there is some sort of implicit evil in it about being white. That being white is some sort of, that we need, that white people ought to wake up in the morning and atone for the color of their skin. It's disgusting, it's rude, and our kids are learning it. This is what our kids are learning in college. Tweet me at Shaq General. We'll be right back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
ProPure water filters, most trusted, most tested. Right now you can save 25% on the ProPure Nomad Gravity System. Visit an authorized ProPure dealer for details. That's ProPure.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Guilty about your white privilege?
I can't eat the watermelon and fried chicken because that's cultural appropriation. Do you have any white people food?
Is white supremacy getting you down?
Sorry, we have to take the long way, okay? I don't go down any streets named Jefferson or Washington because they had slaves, and that's totally racist, and it's white supremacy.
Do you want to finally be forgiven for slavery?
I need to call my friends, Shaquita, Shaquanda, and Terrence, and let them know that I'm sorry for slavery and institutional racism and white supremacy?
Well, for a limited time, the Kevin Jackson Radio Show is offering KJ Repair, a fast-track white guilt credit repair program that will free you from the oppressive and debilitating shackles of white guilt. Yes, that's right. Say hello to acknowledging white supremacy and say goodbye to white guilt. All you have to do is listen to the Kevin Jackson Radio Show 3 hours a day, 5 days a week, and you will get the highest quality in reparations credits. For every hour that you listen to the Kevin Jackson Radio Show, you will be forgiven for one full hour of slavery. Not 20 minutes, not 10 minutes, not 5 minutes like some of our competitors. At that rate, you'll have white guilt forever. No, at KJ Repair, for every hour that you listen to the Kevin Jackson Radio Show, you will be forgiven for 1 hour of slavery. That's right, one full hour of slavery. Like it never even happened. Say goodbye to the burdens of your melanin deficiency for only 3 hours a day, 5 days a week, by listening to the Kevin Jackson Radio Show Monday through Friday. Time is running out. You must act now before American slavery is completely forgiven worldwide. If you sign up today, we will forgive you for 30 hours of slavery absolutely free. That's right, 30 hours of slavery absolutely free.
This offers for straight white men only. Blacks, Hispanics, women, gays, trans, and Muslims do not apply. Reparations credits are non-transferable.
Reparations credits are non-transferable. That's right. You individually have to atone for the color of your skin. Otherwise, that's it. You are just condemned. You're condemned to heck. You're condemned to the hot place. Now, where are these racists? I want to know. Tweet me at Shaq General. Where are these racists out there who are going around saying that we need to kill all black people? We need to do a Holocaust with the black people instead. Racism. Now, what do you call a white guy who categorically refuses to date black women, or white women who categorically refuse to date black men? Not because it's an attraction thing. I mean, I understand who your body is attracted to. Like, for example, I am attracted to females, and I don't care if you look like a female. Like, if you have transitioned into a female, it's just not going to happen. It's just not going to happen. I don't have any racial scruples. There's no one race that I would prefer to date, but I need you to be a woman. Now, that's bigoted to some people, but I do have standards. But at the same time, what would you call someone who refused to date someone of another race? Not because of attractiveness. I'm talking about because of racism. You would call that person a racist. right? Now, I found this lady on the internet. She is so utterly brazen. And this is what happens when social justice warrior education gets enmeshed in our system. That when people literally start to think that they cannot, that there is, it is a literal impossibility for a black person to be racist, you can go around and say the most disgusting, nasty things about people with impunity. Or at least in your own mind. That you can go around saying the most nasty racist things, and in your own mind, you're still a decent, awesome, human-loving person. You're just a great person. Because when you dehumanize the other side, when you dehumanize the other race, you can say whatever you want about them and not feel bad because they're terrible. They're not human. Let's hear from a perfectly normal black lady who just hates white people. She just hates white people. She calls them caca devils. Caucasoid devils. Caca devils. She's got videos like how to deal with caca devil social media stalkers. They hate the fact that I won't date them. Why I won't date white caca devils. She's literally got videos about why black people are superior. And it's like things like, oh, because white people get sunburns. Okay, well, black people get sickle cell anemia. What's your point? All I'm saying is that if this were, like, okay, Richard Spencer, I might disagree with some of the things that he says, but he is nothing like people like this. He is nothing like these black racists who literally want genocide, who literally want white people to die out. You know, I actually listened to some stuff that Richard Spencer said the other day. He's actually pretty reasonable. I know you might not think so, because he's like a hot potato. You know, you can't touch him. If you touch him, if you talk about him, then you're validating him. You're validating his point of view. You have to go around thinking, well, if I even watch a Richard Spencer video, does that make me a white supremacist? The guy is really not that bad. I actually want to have him on the show sometime to do an interview with him, because he's actually a pretty reasonable fellow. It's the SJWs who can't have a conversation, and they're the most racist of all.
As you all know, I'm not a fan of interracial dating. I think it's very counterproductive for black people to specifically date white people while we're in a society that has a lot of racism towards black people that's specifically perpetuated by white people. I think this is very counterproductive. I've already expressed my distaste for interracial dating. I've already stated several times that I do not date white men at all. I only date black men. I literally don't date outside my race. If I was going to be open to dating outside my race, it still wouldn't be a white person. I just don't believe that black people should be dating white people. I think we should really have voluntary segregation.
Voluntary segregation? Really now? You want to go back to Jim Crow? You see, a lot of these books, a lot of the people who tell me about racism and about institutional racism, they tell me to read a book called The New Jim Crow, which is basically a bunch of garbage about institutional racism, about how white people are so terrible and it's the white man that's keeping the black man down. A brother can't open his mouth without the white man slapping him down. That's what the book is. This is what they refer to. But these people actually do want voluntary segregation. But they don't want the white people to do it. They want to be the ones to do it. They want to be the ones to initiate the segregation. If the white person initiates segregation, oh, he's a Nazi. Now, I don't know one white person who wants to initiate segregation. Richard Spencer doesn't even want to initiate segregation. The worst thing that I've heard him say, which is really not that terrible, is that people should be allowed to marry who they want and people should be allowed to preserve their race if they want to. Not to kill other races, but people have a right to marry who they want. And if that's for racial reasons, then that's their prerogative, which I think is fine. I don't care about that. As long as you're not hurting other people, they can't tell you who to marry. You can marry who you want. What gets me is that, for some reason, every other race other than white people gets a free pass at racism. Listen to this lady. Listen to this lady some more. Listen to how she refers to white people. It's disgusting.
this sexual degeneracy that these demonic entities display. I've also said constantly, young or old, male or female, foreign or domestic, rich or poor, you can put a lot of other adjectives attached to that. It doesn't matter the status. A devil is going to be a devil.
A
the only
person.
Thing that has changed is the era of time. And what kind of irks me is the fact that Black people go around absentmindedly thinking that they're dealing with something else, although they're dealing with the offspring of devils. That's just a reality of what it is. We need to pass the message that nothing in this demonic mentality has ever changed. A devil in 1717 is going to be the same devil in 2017. That's just a reality of what it is. It has not changed. The only thing that has changed.
All right, Cynthia G. from YouTube. Listen, let me ask you this, all right? I'm going to ask you something, Cynthia G., because right now you are being spoken to by a caucus devil. I am a caucus devil, caucasoid devil. Because of the color of my skin, I am a devil. So you know what? I'm going to ask you something. If you are so against whiteness and white people, why are you using white technology in order to get your point across? Why are you using a computer designed by a white man? Why are you using a microphone designed by a white man? Why are you using electricity discovered and harnessed by white men? Why are you living in a country of white men? You have the opportunity to leave. Oh, but wait a minute. You can't leave because you would have to travel by boat or airplane. You would have to travel by airplane. And guess who invented the airplane? A white man. That's right. Now, why don't you put your money where your mouth is and show us how much you hate white people? Show us how much you detest whiteness and put down your computer, put down your microphone, put down your car. You want to leave the country? Walk there, swim there. It's so disgusting to have to think in these terms, but this is what the left does. Congratulations, left. You done woke the sleeping beast. Wait a minute, am I allowed to say you done woke the sleeping beast? That sounds a little Ebonics-y. This is Brett Siegel, the disgruntled millennial. Get me at Shaq General on Twitter. We'll be right back.
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
The stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, JP Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
An end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Greetings and salutations. You are tuning into the disgruntled millennial portion of the Kevin Jackson Radio Show. We are at the bottom of the first hour. My name is Brett Siegel, the disgruntled millennial, broadcasting to you live from my safe space down here in northern Florida on a beautiful Friday, where I'm always free from your bigotry, racism, hatred, microaggressions, and patriarchy, and I'm also free from your white supremacy. Because, of course, that is one of the things that is permeating our world today. It's white supremacy. That's the problem. That's the problem with everything. You have a problem? You're having relationship issues? White supremacy. You spilled coffee on your suit? That's white supremacy. Wait a minute. You don't have a suit? That's white supremacy, too. Now, one of the things that really gets me is when people go and mouth off about how much they hate white people and how awful white supremacy is and how awful and terrible white people are and that white people are just the cause of everything. And if you don't acknowledge your privilege, if you don't acknowledge your guilt, if you don't acknowledge that your entire existence is a microaggression, then you are just a bad, terrible person. And they mouth off using inventions made by white people. They mouth off using discoveries made by white people. And that's one of the things that really pisses me off. You got to show some consistency. Show a little bit of consistency. You really hate white men so much? Stop using the technology created by white men. Stop using the inventions. I did a video of a few months back, and I did some research about this. I did some research. Who created what? Who invented what? What life-affirming technologies that make life better for everyone? Like cars. Like housing. Drywall. Electricity. Computers, airplanes, things that allow us to live in the 21st century in comfort, in relative comfort. Well, not relative comfort, in like almost absolute comfort. People live now like never ever before. This is the best time in humanity to live. People are living longer. It's because of inventions. It's because of technology. But who did that? Because the left wants to just add a racial component to everything. If a white guy commits a crime, that's what they do. That's the headline. White guy commits crime. If a black guy commits a crime, it's guy commits crime. But white people are supposed to just accept their guilt. They're just supposed to accept this unearned guilt. Now, the Women's March had a day without women. So one of the things I did a few months ago was make a video called A Day Without White Men Challenge. I bet you that none of you can take the Day Without White Men Challenge. Here, I'm going to play you the audio from the video. Leftists understand there to be three constants in the universe: death, taxes, and white supremacy. The term white supremacy refers to a political or socioeconomic system where white people enjoy a structural advantage or privilege over other ethnic groups. So clearly, all so-called minorities are under a constant barrage from white people, right? White people are holding minorities back, right? White people haven't made life better for any minorities in any way, shape, or form, right? Inventions by white people only help white people, right? So this challenge should be easy, very, very easy for all non-white men. I challenge you to go 24 hours without consuming one product that was invented by a white man. A day without white men. The only two things you need to participate are consistency and integrity. If white men are such a scourge, you should have absolutely no problem going 24 hours without any inventions created by white men. That's right. On a day without white men, you won't be able to drive to your anti-white male protests because cars were invented by a white man. If you don't live within walking distance of Washington, you won't be able to march on Washington. Airplanes were also invented by white men. No calling your friends on cellular technology, because cell phones were invented by a white man. If you're trying to catch the latest tune by Ariana Grande on iTunes, save your money. iTunes was also invented by a white man. In fact, no more listening to digital music at all. A white man invented the CD player. Love posting about white supremacy on your iPhone? Not on a day without white men. In fact, any electricity usage would be off limits on a day without white men. Like I said, SJWs, show a little bit of integrity. Show a little bit of consistency. All these inventions are only used to oppress you. So a day without white men should be absolutely easy for you, right? Leftists, you made this about race. You made this about gender. Now put your money where your mouth is and take the Day Without White Men challenge. Show some integrity. Show some consistency. Show that you're honest. Either that or stop whining and just enjoy the plenty. The fact that white men have been responsible for most of the inventions that keep us alive, that keep us safe, that keep us comfortable, that keep us healthy. To me, it was one big cosmic coincidence. But the fact remains that people of all walks of life benefit from these inventions. If you don't think so, take the challenge. I do have another alternative for you. If you really want to do some good in the world, stop drinking the Haterade.
Stop blaming all of your problems on other people. Enjoy your iTunes. Enjoy your car. Enjoy your electricity. Enjoy your AC. Enjoy all the niceties of first world living.
Of course, you can watch the actual video on my YouTube channel, the Disgruntled Millennial YouTube channel. It's a Day Without White Men Challenge. I'm going to let you in on a little secret about that video. I hated making it. I hated every second of it. I hated all the research. I hate that we have to do, that we have to talk about this. In 2017, when we all live side by side, perfectly free to associate or to not associate, I'm not enslaving you, I'm not putting you in shackles. That in 2017, that I have to talk like this? That we have to go and defend ourselves based on race? Because white people are being constantly castigated, expected to immolate themselves, expected to kneel before the altar of political correctness and white supremacy. We are expected to do it. And that's not the kind of world I want to live in. So you know what? I went through the motions of doing something very, very uncomfortable to me. Very, very uncomfortable to me. And just talking in those terms, it's like a bad taste in my mouth. It leaves a bad taste in my mouth because all those inventions that I was talking about, I don't really want people to not use them. I want everybody to use them. Not just the inventions, but the values that led to them. The values of our founding fathers. The values that led to the Industrial Revolution that changed the world, that literally changed the face of the globe. White people don't have a monopoly on this technology. So-called white technology is used everywhere now. Now, you think when a white guy is driving down the street and sees a black guy driving a car, that he's thinking, oh, man, that effing N, he's just using a white guy. He's using the white guy's technology. No. These SJWs haven't even thought it through. They don't even know. They are so far removed, they don't even know what a racist world would look like. This is what a racist world would look like.
Well, I'll say thank goodness that Donald Trump done legalized white supremacy.
Ever since I joined the force, I've been dreaming of the day I could put the hurt on them racial and social minorities.
Yeah, I hear you. I done opened up a hefty can of whoop-ass on four of them faggots just yesterday.
Haha, for what?
Nothing. They were just acting all gay and stuff. Those pants were so tight I could see his religion.
Well, what do we have here?
Well, God has just blessed us with a runaway Negro. I do believe that man is driving while black.
Well, come on, Billy Joe, let's get him.
Put your hands outside the window, boy. Don't make me tell you twice now. Have your license and registration ready.
Help you, officer?
Oh, wait a minute. You ain't no man. You know why I pulled you over?
This nigga, of course I do, man.
I'm driving while black. You see a black man driving down the road, and you think you can just pull him over without no due process and no judge and jury and taking away his constitutional rights, man?
Yes, but no. We mistook you for a jigaboo, okay? The law says you can't be driving while black, and you are clearly not a black man, so you're free to go.
What you talking about, man? I am black. Everybody know the black and the berry, the sweet and the juice, and I'm as black as they come.
Now that institutional racism is the law of the land, I could get in trouble for beating up on a white boy.
Man, pick up that baton, beat me till I'm dead, or I'm gonna sue the city for discrimination.
False alarm, Billy Ray. It's just Sean King again. My, that boy's about as confused as a fart in a fan factory.
Won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.